Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Piglet. It's directed by Andrea M. Cantanella, written by Harry Boxley, and starring Alexander Butler, Lawrence Sturck, and Alina Desmond. The plot of the movie is, on Kate's 21st birthday camping trip, her friends encounter Piglet, a monstrous human pig hybrid who brutally murders one of them. They uncover Piglet's origins, and Kate must confront her past to survive the relentless killer. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror, and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years, and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us, and like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local, too. They're based out of Connecticut, so help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Piglet?
Did you just start laughing?
Yes, I did. Okay. Oh, God. Because I know exactly where this is going.
All right.
Go ahead.
I actually got secondhand embarrassment from this and for everyone involved. Extremely horrific sound engineering. Poor acting, and the kills looked awful. I actually stopped taking notes about halfway through because I already saw you took a book full of them.
Oh, God, yeah. I took a whole slew of notes, but really, I was writing things down as I was just watching it. Like, I do more just in case. It doesn't necessarily mean that I want to talk about every single fucking bullet point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just go crazy with bullet points. And I'm just like, okay, maybe I'll talk about this, maybe I'll talk about that. But, dude, I see exactly where you're coming from. Because it's the first thing I noticed at the beginning of the movie. And if y'all don't know, when it comes to audio in movies, if you have a bad experience, it just makes everything worse.
Dude, I had my, just as an example for our one listener,
yeah.
I had my TV remote in one hand and my phone in my other hand so I could turn the volume up and down the whole movie and take notes with my other hand because the audio volumes or the audio levels just kept fluctuating so unexpectedly and for no reason at all.
Wow. So here's a little tidbit. Compressor that boosts the audio signal. That's what I do for our podcast. And it sounds like magic, or at least I think it sounds pretty good for a bunch of fucking horror dudes who like kind of, well, not, I wouldn't say half-asses. I think we do pretty good with what we have. But the beginning of this movie, and it's a pretty cool scene. It's some pretty Garland Green type shit, you know, from Con Air.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's this prisoner type truck. Piglet's chained up in there. He's got a friggin'
a sack on.
Sack on his head. He's chained up. Arms are extended. And they have this music playing. And I think they're trying to use this music as kind of like ambiance to like fill up any dead air. And then like you have the actors with their dialogue. I was struggling to differentiate between the dialogue and the music. And when you do that kind of shit, like when you want to make it almost like inaudible, you do it for like nightclub scenes in movies, something like that, mm-hmm. where there's a lot going on. You don't do it when it's just like two people and a friggin' prisoner hanging out in the back of a armored truck. So that was a big thing for me right away. And I was just like, oh, Corey's going to go fucking nuts on this thing. So it was hard hearing a lot of this dialogue, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not expecting like this amazing fucking movie. My expectations are pretty low going into this because, again, we're talking about movies that are using the whole Winnie the Pooh crew, all of them, you know, and implementing them into a horror story. The first Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, was good. Well, actually, we liked it. We really liked it.
Yeah, we liked it.
But the second one after that was fucking great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that all of this is in public domain, people are just going apeshit, trying to make whatever they can based off of the characters from Winnie the Pooh. And this is another one of those movies where they did that. I get why people want to do this. They want to attach a movie's name to an established brand and not get any trouble for it to help boost sales or boost exposure. So I get it. But was this the dream movie for this person to make? Probably not. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I'm kind of rambling on here, Corey.
I don't know, man. It's weird because, like, this was clearly just a guy wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. He just happened to find a mask, which I don't understand, by the way. Did they kind of explain, you remember how he went to that barn or whatever and he saw that, like, treasure chest full of masks?
Mm-hmm.
Did they explain why he went there?
Well, that's where he lives, apparently, or that's where he does all of his killing.
Okay.
Now, my confusion here is this. They mentioned about how they did some sort of experiments on him and he's like disfigured or whatever, stuff like that.
I completely missed all of this because I couldn't hear it.
Yeah. So that's what they explained. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking they did all these experiments on him and he's going to have a pig looking face, right? No. He wears a pig mask. I will say this, that mask is cool as fuck.
So that's funny you say this because that's basically the same mask that Piglet wore in the first Blood and Honey movie.
It was
looks
it?
Identical.
Oh, geez. Maybe it was. Who knows?
I'm going to Google it.
I don't
it.
Know. Did they sell that shit at fucking like Halloween store? Well, Halloween stores aren't really a thing at the moment, but you can buy them online, probably Spirit Halloween. So that was one thing where I was like, I knew that you were going to have a conniption over. I was just like, oh, God, a mask? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the whole idea was Piglet.
Right.
So
hold on. I'm going to text you this picture.
Okay. Yeah. Send me the picture.
So this is the mask from Blood and Honey, the first movie.
Yeah.
We got to get your live reaction here.
Yeah. Let's get my live reaction via text.
And then I'll send you what the mask looked like from Piglet.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty solid mask. Sure. That's the same fucking mask.
The ear rip is exactly the same on his right ear. The left ear is exactly the same. This is the same exact mask.
That's the same exact mask. Wow. It didn't even fucking dawn on me. So that can cause a lot of confusion, though, because you already have this established brand where they're doing, like, the whole Pooniverse and everything like that. Now you're implementing this Piglet movie, which isn't a part of that universe. It's something different entirely, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a completely different movie entirely. So I don't know, like, what the deal is there, but basically they're using the same exact shit as Blood and Honey for this movie. So it could cause some sort of issue with confusion where people like are trying to lump that into that universe. So there could be a little bit of trouble here. So I will say this, Corey. This movie is basically, what's the word I wanted to use? Texas Chainsaw Massacre worship.
I agree with you, but I feel like it kind of did its own thing for most of the movie. And then there's the whole family scene towards the end of it.
Yep.
Like the second that I saw the table and then that girl like tied up in the chair at the end, I was like, this is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then like we had the cook. We had what would you say that other guy? What would you call him? The old man, maybe?
Yeah. Well, the old man. Well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the cop?
No, the cop would have been probably like the cook.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Which makes sense. We didn't have the old grandfather, though. Nothing like that. But that's what I was fully expecting in that part. I was like, okay, we're going to get an old man. But there was a lot of elements that reminded me of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, take other movies as your inspiration. But this was like a clone.
Yeah. Some of the parts in this were like clone of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So I'm like, okay, whatever. It kind of reminded me in the aspect where he has to wear a mask because he's deformed. And Leatherface had to wear a mask because his deformity, you know, with his fucking skin.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm like, okay, so they're kind of using the same exact deal with a Piglet mask instead of, you know, Leatherface, who literally just wears people's faces. So I think they were drawing a lot of influence from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
For sure.
Then again, like I said, that's fine because it's apples and oranges. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a fucking masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Debatable.
It's debatable. I don't understand a lot of the, like we talked about the audio levels already, but the kills, why didn't they show any of them?
Yeah.
The only one they kind of showed was the one at the end with the sledgehammer. Or no, the face cutting.
Oh, yeah, the face cutting where he's just cutting off skin on the person's face.
But they only showed it for like 5 seconds and then there was a fucking camera cut.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure. Honestly, if I had to guess, maybe not being able to afford some of the practical effects or like wanting to like cut back on doing too many visual effects, you know, like CGI or something like that. Because we do see some CGI in this and I'm like, oh, okay. I get it. You know what? I'm thinking to myself, like, if you put me on a movie doing CGI, I'm going to be that son of a bitch that's taking too long because I want to make sure it looks as real as possible.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's like a good way to go about it. You know, you care about your work.
Exactly. I care about my work. My stamp is on it. I want to make sure that when this person's leg gets shot, that it looks like blood is just fucking actual blood is squirting. I want to make sure I have the texture. I want to make sure I have the color, everything.
It just looked like a squirt gun.
Yeah, it just looked like a squirt gun, but then there was like a borderline, a PNG file, just kind of like just traveling down the leg. I'm like, what the hell? Maybe it's my 4K TV. Maybe I'm just, I see these things and I'm like, oh, I notice it a lot.
No, because I saw it too, and I mean, I also have a 4K TV, but...
Oh, you did see it. That's right.
I just think it was poor editing and maybe a low budget. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think low budget, well, obviously low budget. However, for a low budget film, minus the CGI, weird CGI stuff, overall, I thought it wasn't bad looking. I thought it looked pretty good.
It looked good, but like I just didn't understand a lot of the stuff. Like you can tell they kind of used the Texas Chainsaw Massacre as influence because it had that grainy look to it that only like Texas Chainsaw Massacre can, that's really done, you know?
Right. Yeah. So we had this guy, Mr. Hogarth, and he kind of reminded me of the father in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So you had the whole family that did the whole cannibalism thing. That's where automatically I'm like, okay, well, he's wearing a mask because of skin deformity, and now we're talking cannibalism, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Okay, that's fine, whatever. So you have these girls that go on their trip. Something's up with Kate. I can't remember specifically. Like, I think it was like an ex-boyfriend or something who died. I don't know. I just wasn't fully clear, but she was very twitchy. Very, just very twitchy. Something was always off with her. I don't know. I feel like I didn't get clarification on that. Someone, like, if you watch this movie and you figure out what the hell's up with Kate, let me know because I missed something. Maybe I need to go back and watch it again. But I was trying to establish whether Kate was the protagonist in this or if it was this other girl. And remember the scene where the car is driving up, you have the boyfriend and girlfriend, and then there's the girl in back and she's just drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which leads to, of course, you know, they're going to die because they're having sex on, like, in a horror movie.
I was going to say, guaranteed. This is very Friday the 13th, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have two teenagers having sex, and all of a sudden, one of them just gets killed out of nowhere.
Yep.
You know what's funny, though? Those other movies make it, like Friday the 13th, when you have scenes like that, where the killer sneaks up behind one of them, like, you kind of know it's coming because you can hear, like, the leaves rustling. Mm-hmm. In this movie, the sound was so bad, you had no idea.
Just randomly pops up, you know. She's on top doing her thing, and all of a sudden, blood everywhere just sprays all over the guy. And, you know, she's got a hook through her chest. So, oh, was it through her chest or through her mouth?
Yeah, I think he got her in the side of the mouth.
Yeah. Well, he got that guy in the side of the mouth.
All right, I get my kills mixed up. That's how memorable this movie was for me.
Yeah, I know, getting our kills mixed up. Kind of reminded me, with the hook and all, it reminded me of, what's the name of that movie?
I know what you did last summer.
In a Violent Nature.
Oh, yeah. There were some scenes in this movie that kind of reminded me of that, like the long shots with the killer. There was one scene towards the beginning that there was a long shot of Piglet walking towards the girls, which was in slow motion. But I also don't understand this scene because they were looking right fucking at Piglet and never saw him.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Kate could for some reason see him, but no one else could.
Okay.
And then like when they could, it was already too late. He's already like killing them. So
maybe
it's not like Kate was a psychic or anything. But I wanted to go back to this scene real quick because, you know, I hate to do this, but the acting from the girl in this scene, I wrote her name down. Where is it? You know what? I have too many notes to sift through, and I don't really care enough to sit through a month.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. So there's a couple that's having sex in the woods, doing their thing. Oh, Riley is her name. I just happened to look over. There it is, Riley. Riley's acting, man.
How good was it, Steve?
Oh, no. just, okay, Riley, here's a little advice. As an actor, I'm not an actor, but we have a movie podcast. This is what we do. When you're an actor, you need to have more mannerisms to you. Your face needs to move a little more. Her face, dead ass still, as she's talking.
Concrete face, so, even concrete while her face, lips are supposed to be moving.
Yeah. So you know how when people get lip injections, or like when people get a facelift, and they're like, their face really can't move? She looked like that. Just like, good looking girl. Don't get me wrong here. I'm just saying that if you're an actor or an actress, you have to like move your face a little more. That's your job. That's your moneymaker. Like, people are going to watch you. So you have to make sure that you're using all of your skills that you have. But I don't know if maybe this was her first role or whatever. I didn't really dive into her career, but you need to like be more expressive. That's what I was getting out of the scene. There was no expression.
I just looked at her IMDb.
Yeah.
This is not her first acting role.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. Come on. Really?
Granted, I've never heard of a single other thing she's done. Oh, wait. She was in Blood and Honey, too.
No shit.
But she was one of the ravers, probably the one that Tigger killed, so she probably wasn't named, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that rave scene?
Yeah, I do remember that. That's what she was in. That scene was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can say this. She's done more than I have.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She's in a Popeyes movie.
Wait, she's in the Popeye movie?
Not that one, but she's in one called Popeye's Revenge.
That's the one we're reviewing.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it
Popeye
is.
Popeye the Slayer Man is the one we're reviewing.
Oh, you're right. Spoiler alert, people. Yeah. That's coming.
Oh, man. I'm looking at screenshots of this movie, though. Oh, man. There's an IMDb page.
That's all I am. Oh, wait, no. I'm mixing up my Popeye movies.
Oh, it's already out.
Is it? All right. Well, we will check it out. What's up with Popeye's face?
The legend of Popeye haunts a group of counselors as they intend to open a summer camp. That sounds familiar.
Oh, I wonder what that sounds like. Wait a second. If he's a sailor, what the hell is he doing at a summer camp?
He's got a wind, what are they called? A wind sail? That he sails around on the lake like Tommy Boy.
Tommy want wind.
Can I please get some wind, Dad?
I need a little wind over here. Looks like you need a, what the kid says, you need a blimp. Oh, man.
Tommy Boy
is a fucking classic.
You couldn't sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
A ketchup popsicle? I love when he tried to get like, what is it? He was always trying to, like, the whole movie, trying to say, hey, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's ass, but wouldn't you want to take your butcher's word for it?
Yep.
But he just, well, no, it's your ass. You know, just like he kept fucking it up. Oh, man, that's a great movie. I would love to go back and watch that. I'll throw it on Tubi. I'm sure it's on Tubi.
I'm Googling that whole quote now because it's going to drive me crazy.
Did I just get it right, though? Or
I don't know. Hold on.
Well, because you're not going to stick your head up a butcher's ass.
I don't know. It's not on here.
No?
What you said?
Yeah. He was trying to say it the whole movie, and then he finally said it right at the end when he's trying to sell a 500,000 brake pads to Zelensky.
Let me... Oh, wait, no. Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
Brothers got a hug.
If you want to take a dump in a box in Market Guaranteed, I will. Oh, man. All right. Back to the podcast.
All right. So enough Tommy Boy. We got to get back into a movie we're actually reviewing. So.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
All right. So Hogarth, man, he's. Oh, God. Some of the scenes that he's in are very cringy. One in particular where he's killing the girl in the shower.
What was he using? Like a toy knife?
No, it was an axe.
Like a rubber axe. Like, I don't understand. It didn't look real at all. And he was kind of doing stabbing motions with it.
Yeah, like just like, ha, ha, ha.
And she's, you know, just screaming.
Like, if you pictured someone holding an axe and went, ha, 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 like, that's kind of what's happening. And then you have like the blood spraying everywhere. And she's just like, just can't make this shit up.
Just like that.
Just like that. And listen, if you're going to have a fucking axe in your hand and you're killing someone, fucking swing it. Like, you don't just go, like, tap, tap, tap-a-roo, tap-ski.
Go to your home.
Just tapping it in. Just tapping it. That's what he's doing with the axe, is just tapping it into her chest. Just tapping it in.
Tap, and tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap-a-roo. Just tap it in. Who do you, who do you?
Adam Sandler joined the chat.
Adam Sandler joined the
chat. This week we have Adam Sandler on the podcast.
You know. Tap it in, tap a roo. Oh, God, stop me. Okay, so yeah, he's doing the whole tap a roo with the axe, and man, it's so cringy. This scene is so cringy. This guy could not kill people on film. I felt like he was always, like, awkward when he's trying to kill someone or be involved in killing someone.
And I don't know if that's the actor's fault or if that's how they told him to do that scene.
To be awkward the whole time, it sounds like he's going to be the ringleader, right? Or he is the ringleader. So if he's the ringleader, he needs to be able, like, to just really be in it, you know, and really committing to the bit when he's killing these people with him. Why the hell would you be the ringleader and be awkward about killing people? Like, yeah, get him. You know, just, I mean, when Piglet was doing the kills, did a pretty solid job. Very menacing, big, big character. He was towering over some of these girls, man. And, like, they were probably, like, 5-something, and this guy's got to be, like, 6-something. Big fucking guy. So it made sense for him to be Piglet. I was trying to understand, though, or wrap my head around the fact that he's basically indestructible.
Yeah, he takes a shotgun blast to the chest.
Yep. Oh, in the head? Was it to the chest or the head?
He got hit in the head first. He died. Did he get shot in the head? I know
No. No, it was a chest.
Yeah, that random hunter guy shot him in the, or was it the girl? Got a hold of that shotgun. That scene was cringe as fuck, too.
Yeah. No, it was the random kid that just kept coming around and is like, you're in danger.
Yeah, the hunter.
Got to get out of here. Girls just were not having it. They were like, oh, no, that's okay. Get out of here, you creepo. And even when this kid shot Piglet and fucking took him out, the girl grabbed the shotgun and still held it to him. I'm like, why would you do that? You see, he just saved your life. And now you're like, no, I can't trust him. Okay, then. I would have just been like, cool. Peace out. Go do your own thing. Good luck with that friggin' shotgun. There was a scene. Okay, so there's Kate and was the other girl's name Catherine? Susie. Susie's the sister of Kate.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't picking that up at first, but then I was like starting to pick up on the cues later on in the film when Susie was asking her to move with her and she's kind of treating her like a sister, that type deal. And then there was a reference of sister. I'm like, okay, it does make sense why she's so protective. So Susie got caught by Leatherface and chained up. And
Leatherface, huh?
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Basically the same thing. It's fine.
Yeah, basically the same thing. Whoops. So Susie gets chained up by Piglet. And Piglet walks off. He's looking for Kate at this point. Kate comes in, and she's trying to get Susie unchained. And Susie goes into this whole monologue about, don't save me, just go, blah, 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 all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And throughout this whole monologue, I'm thinking to myself, she just got wrapped in chains. She's not fucking locked up.
Right. She could just walk away.
She could easily just walk away. Like, Kate, unwrap the fucking chains. Get your sister out of there.
Oh, it'd be too easy.
It would be too easy. And then, obviously, Piglet fucking annihilates her. You know, he's cutting off her face a little bit. And
this scene had potential, and then they took it away.
Well, he hit her with, like, a hammer a few times. So we didn't get, like, a lot of fucking gnarly, over-the-top death from her. But you would think maybe that would have been, like, a pivotal kill to have, to kill Susie, who's sacrificing herself for Kate. So we shouldn't see something that's, like, kind of hard to see. And that's what we got. We didn't really get, like, full-in-your-face type getting annihilated. And I think that's what I would have liked to seen is Susie getting annihilated at the expense of helping her sister.
Yeah, would have been better than the ending we got.
Yeah, the ending we got, I thought it was so weird.
It just abruptly ended.
That part abruptly ended, but it felt like this ending was going on forever. Like, they had the worst luck in gas for cars, mm-hmm. or like just worst luck in cars in general. Every car, for some reason, either was low on gas or had no gas. just like every other horror trope in the world. So it's like, oh no, we have a car. It's out of gas. What do we do? So every car basically had no gas. And then Kate flips one at one point. And I'm like, Kate, maybe you shouldn't drive. You should just get the and just fucking run.
Just turn in your license if you have one.
Turn in your license. Yeah, you have no gas. You're freaking flipping cars, trying to get the hell out of there. It's like, what are you doing? But yeah, we'll skip a little bit of this. We'll just make our way towards the end. But this end scene, it abruptly ended. And I thought it was such a weird thing. So Piglet's about to attack Kate. Kate hits him with like a club. She goes hiding. And as Piglet's not looking, she hits him with a club from behind. He goes down. She keeps clubbing him. And then she grabs like the axe that he had. And she cut off his head. And she picked up the head and that was it. Just no end scene, fade to black. Like, or no fade to black. Just cut black credits. I was like, huh, what a weird way to end the movie. You know, just like split second like that.
Yeah, no, they could have done something else at the end. Maybe tease a sequel. I don't know.
Maybe tease a sequel, or maybe just like her finally walking away after like the fucking insanity that she just went through. Something. I don't know.
Maybe she walks away and goes back into the family house.
Oh, that'd be a good call. And then for some reason, there's another, let's say there's another family member in there, or just like another piglet that was born from another woman. Now you've got room for a sequel.
Or she was out to kill him all along and like she was turning on him so the family could get rid of him.
Yep. Maybe something. And you know, because she always had that dark secret or like that past of hers. Maybe she was part of the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole time. And that she got away and now it's time for her to come back and breed with Piglet so they can have their little army of superhumans.
Superhumans?
Yeah, that's what it was. They wanted her to breed with Piglet.
Yep.
And Piglet was going to, well, he's indestructible. So they're going to have their whole army of indestructible pig humans. I don't know if we should go much more into this. You know, it's still a fairly new movie. We want people to see it, you know, so maybe let's not give everything away.
Yep. Let's wrap it up.
I think we can wrap it up. Corey, what do you give Piglet?
Steve, this gets out one out of five.
Woo, damn.
I thought this was going to be better because the trailer actually did make it look decent. Yep. I'd really like to know what they had for a budget for this because it had to be in the thousands, if that.
Thousands?
I really do not have.
Like $2,000?
Maybe $1,000, $2,000, whatever, but it wasn't much. So I really do not have anything good to say about this, unfortunately. I hate shitting on independent movies, but this was just doesn't need to exist. Other than that, Piglet's mask was pretty cool, even though it was straight out of Blood and Honey.
Yeah, you know, it didn't even dawn on me until you sent me that photo while we're recording the podcast that it's the same mask. So I was a little bit better about it. Maybe I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. Maybe I'm trying to just be like more positive, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. So I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5 on this one. It was fine, but definitely Chainsaw Massacre Worship. It was basically Leatherface with a piglet mask instead. The acting parts, some of them were fine. Some of them were like, ugh, atrocious. But I feel like they used Piglet just because to help them with pushing the movie. I mean, listen, I get it. Strike while the iron's hot and capitalize on the Winnie the Pooh being in public domain. However, I think this would have worked without it being Piglet. So if you want a run-of-the-mill slasher based on a character from a children's novel, Piglet is available now for digital download. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.